We'll make a strong connection. I promise you'll see. My heart, body and soul is at your fingertips to control. Help this craving inside of me. It must be my love, Jones.
Fabulous Low Rider Oldies. I am G Lou. It is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone out there. Hope everyone had a great weekend, a great week. Also, man, today is the anniversary of the homie Nip, RIP, you know, passed away about 5 years ago. So it's the anniversary of him as well. So rest in peace, brother. The marathon continues. Shout out to everyone tuned in from the land to wherever you are. If you're listening in on your phone, computer, radio, whatever. Thank you for joining us tonight. We made it to another Sunday. We are blessed. We are blessed. Before we get started, let me give a shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate. Shout out to Jeff and the whole BTP Media Group crew. Follow them on IG, BTP Media Group, and their website, btpmediagroup.com. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. Every Thursday night, the After Six Cruise Mix on Blog Talk Radio. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Tweed Cadillac. The homie G Lou. And it goes down. Tune in Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon.com. Follow her on IG, DD Harrison, and on YouTube, DD Harrison 100. Also, the Patio Politics. Check out the Patio Politics podcast on YouTube. Every week, a new episode. That is the Writers for Life Films production crew over there. So follow them also. And check out our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show YouTube as well. Like, subscribe. With that being said, let me bring in my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, King G Lou, the great Queen Cousin Marcy, and our listeners.
Good evening.
Happy blessed Sunday. Happy blessed Sunday and happy Easter to those who celebrate Easter. And as you stated, rise in power to Nipsey. Help. Like, today, with it being his birthday, is kind of different because it's on Restoration Day and his name means God. So when you think about that, it's kind of deep, you know?
Yeah.
If you're there, you know what I'm saying? If you're there and you marinate on that, it's like, wow. Even his woman said that, too, on her page. She said it hit her different today because of that.
Wow.
So,
right.
But that's why I said rise in power, you know? Long live Nipsey.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Long live Nipsey. That was deep, yeah. Wow. What up, Cuzzo?
It's up. Hey, my lovely one. Cuzzo, hey. Listeners, I cannot believe it. It has been 5 years. Bear with me, y'all. Diddy sent the Dementors over here. I dropped my whole crock pod down there on my head. So I'm sitting down barely for the first time today since like 6 a.m. Just been up and down, but grateful to see another Resurrection Day, be here with y'all, have food on the table, just so much to be thankful for. So I hope that you all have had a wonderful holiday as well.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm just trying not to fall asleep. So, Queen, you might have to check on me. Your time, 1 a.m. Make sure I'm still up.
Okay.
Oh,
if I'm going to be up, yes. Let's see what's happening. We are blessed to be here amongst our loved ones and, you know, celebrate. And it was just a different vibe for me personally this year. I'm blessed and grateful, thankful, have gratitude, all that. But it was just transparently saying it's just a different vibe. So, yeah. I noticed that our block wasn't even full of cars like it normally would be, where the families would have their gatherings. The street was even, our block was like empty. So I was like, wow. Hmm. I know it's a lot going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in the world. The energy is affecting in different ways and different sections, but it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. So
streets were kind of empty.
Would say, yeah, he say just pay attention, you know. Hank says that on his Facebook page, pay attention. And yeah, pay attention. But yes, so y'all keep, let's just keep each other lifted in prayer, you know. That's the best thing we can do for each other with God's love is to keep each other up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. OG Sundays, y'all. Rest in peace, Nipsey. We miss you, homie.
Thank you. Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you, trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going?
There is nothing to hide here, no way to pretend. We relate, we disagree, we disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself, the melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words, we never forget the feeling. Glory and divinity conduct our symphony. We are infinite affinity. Wrapped in sacred epiphany, we are meant for we. We are flowing. We are growing. We are open like the Red Sea. We walk through with confident uncertainty. We kneel here, we heal here, we open our hearts to the heavens, we use our tears to cleanse our canvas, the fear floods us, the love is electric, self-inflicted pain. We dance in the rain till the fear is drained. 'Cause pain is the light. Pain is insight. The body hurts, but the spirit grows. The flesh is starving while wisdom overflows. I got a question only Lord knows. Does life birth us twice?
Yo, this is Marcus T from Timex Social Club, and you're listening to the G Lou Show.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. We'll be right back. I found the love I found, it wasn't there.
And beautiful people, this is Queen Jean. I wanted to say thank you for supporting our show, our YouTube channel, and our podcast, our West Side Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and of course our OG Sunday number one rated Fabulous Lowrider OG show. Keep taking that ride with us. Peace and love.
OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider, Oldies, G Lou, Queen G, the cousin Marcy. How can I ease the pain? That was off the request line. Someone requested that. Going out to Monica, I think. What's up, good people?
Yeah, that was a nice cut. Oh, what's up? It's a poem for the, I wouldn't even call it a poem, but those powerful words that Lauren was speaking. So deep. So deep.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out
and
to Lauren,
the song
man.
You paid to follow it up. I was like, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
Who was that? Lisa Fisher just now?
Yes, that's her.
Miss How Can I?
That was her.
I remember her. Yeah, she was, ooh, that soprano. I liked her.
Yeah.
I remember
Yeah,
her.
She was dope, had a voice on her, huh? She was like, I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling her all the way
yeah.
over here. Shout out to her, Lisa mm-hmm. Fisher. Mm-hmm. Yep. What's coming up in that Marcy's Minute later, cousin Marcy?
We're going to keep it light again, just okay. light again, you know, it's Resurrection Day, so, and, but yeah, it's
right.
going to be something worth hearing, yeah, but we're not going to get too into this, the crap today, but it's going to be, still going to be Marcy's Minute, so stay tuned, y'all.
Okay, okay, cousin Marcy, Marcy's Minute, coming up, call the numbers 914-803-4001, you got anything you want to hear? Want to shout anyone out, show some love, whatever you want to do. Lines are open, press one, so we'll know you want to speak. That's about it. OG Sundays, Queen Jean. Queen Jean, you okay over there?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back, y'all.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Chilling.
Okay. Let's take that ride.
from ATL, listen to the G-Loop Show, OG Sunday, Block Talk Radio, G-Loop, play me something.
John Blink, man, hollering at you, man, on the OG Sunday Lowrider Show. Say number of love and respect to your way, man. I'm out. One love, folks.
Sunday, OG Fabulous Lowrider OD Show. Take that ride with the Dopey Squad, Hangsta the Gangsta, Cousin Marcy and DJ Maniac, myself Queen Jean. We are here on Sundays to bring you guys a dope vibe. So thank you. We appreciate your support. Let's go 2024. Let's take that ride, y'all. Ciao.
We are back, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Ride Oldies. We got DJ Maniac on the phone with us. What up, Maniac?
Hey, man, living out there.
What's popping, homie?
I'm good.
Hey, King.
Can't complain. How y'all doing out there? Queen Jean, King G Lou, Queen Marcy.
It's all good, homie.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Always good to be heard. How you living up there, brother? I heard that the weather was nice today. It's all good?
Oh, yeah, it's all good. I had a nice day today. That weather was nice.
That's what's up. That's what's up, homie. Yep.
Did you eat a lot or did you eat less?
Eat less. I made some baked chicken.
Right on. Can never go wrong with baked chicken, right?
No.
Never.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Never. That's a fact. That's a fact. DJ Maniac in the building, y'all. Cousin Marcy coming up soon with those Marcy's Minutes. So just hang tight.
Good.
sede trafik tür. Je ne sais pas où. Il est temps encore oui. Oh, je t'aime, mon chéri.
Look. looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny, yeah. Oh, Lord. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Oh, somebody tell me, what can I do? Will I survive or will I die? Somebody, I want to be somebody so bad. You see, I want diamond rings and things like you do. And I want to drive Cadillac cars. Oh, I want to be somebody so bad. But you keep on putting your foot on me. And somebody say one time, you can make it if you try. Oh, and some of us, we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. I want you to know that I don't speak for myself, but I speak for y'all too right now. You see, if you're half white, light brown skin, or a high yellow, you're still black. So we all got to stick together right now. This I want to say to you, my sisters and my brothers. Right on, sister. Right on, brother. Dig this. If we keep on pushing, y'all, oh, we got to make it a little bit further. We got to make it. it a little further. All we got to do is try, try, try. And some of us, we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. We're trying so hard, so hard to be somebody. We're trying so hard. Holding us back, and it stands to reason that they're doing us like that. You know what it is? I believe it's because we're black. But hey, we can't stop now. We can't stop now. Got to keep on, keep on, keep on, keeping on. We got to keep on, keeping on. I know and I know and I know that you know that I know it ain't right. Oh, it ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. That they hold us, hold us, hold us back. They're holding us back. They're holding us back. I wonder. Sometimes I sit down, and I wonder. I sit down and I think about it.
Sometimes. This is DJ Mania.
Playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldie, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Shower on a song. much love back. You got all going down all night. It's going down tomorrow night. I got Don Brown, Jamaican Funk, will be my guest, followed by legendary radio personality Freddie C the following week, followed by Patrice Russell, followed by Denise Williams. And if I keep on talking, it's going to look like I'm bragging. You feel me? It's going down. 93.3 FM is the man. Lowrider Oldies, man. We down with G. Lou. G. Lou for president.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, Lil BP Express. OG Sunday is the Fabulous Slow Rider Oldie Show. Don't you worry about nothing because Marcy's coming up with that Marcy's Minute shortly. Let's go. So beautiful, don't you agree? Tight, y'all. Strap in, because now we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. What up, Cuzzo?
Cuzzo, mic check. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Queen, DJ Maniac, And listeners, you have made it to another Mercy's Minute. Not going to keep y'all long, but I did have some interesting things that slid across my timeline today. So first up, we know the spring is coming. Spring is in the air, and what does that bring? Love and weddings and marriages. Well, check this out. Conjoined twin sisters Abby and Brittany Hansel call out haters for judging Abby's marriage. You heard me right, conjoined twins. The Hansel twins addressed their haters and the social media users being extra loud about Abby's marriage. Abby and Brittany Hansel, who are conjoined twins, want haters to stop worrying about Abby's marriage to U.S. Army veteran Josh Bolling. The sisters were introduced as children on a 1996 episode of The Oprah Winfrey Show. Some of you may remember. This was more than 15 years ago before their debut of their 2012 TLC reality television special, Abby and Brittany. On Friday, the twins shared a series of TikTok posts about the marriage, one pointing to the history of conjoined twins, some depicted in archaeological sculptures. According to People, Decephalus, conjoined twins is where twins have two individual heads but share a torso, organs below the waist, and a bloodstream. Separately, the twins have control of different arms and legs, Brittany on the left and Abby on the right. The internet is extra loud today. We have always been around. Read the caption of one post, another TikTok post, superimposed a scene from 2001 children's animated Monsters, Inc. with images of the Hansels with Bolling, the caption including two eye roll emojis. That's not nice. A third post captioned forever, including the same images but with the flashing message that read, "This is for all you haters out there. If you don't like what I do but watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan." Bolling and Abby Hansel married in November 2021 and live in the Hansel's home state of Minnesota, where both are fifth grade teachers. While Bolling has an 8-year-old daughter, Isabella Rose, the Hansels previously said in a 2003 documentary, Joined for Life, that they did plan to one day become mothers. It's love out there for everyone. Ooh, that is like really, really interesting. Alrighty, now going to New York City. Some man, they caught him already. He's been arrested for allegedly just punching women in the face, taking videos of his attacks. This was updated on the 29th. The man who allegedly punched several women in the face has been arrested. As reported by the New York Post, 40-year-old Skubaki Stora was taken into custody on Wednesday, March 27th, and charged with assault for his involvement in the attack on TikTok user Haley Kate McGookin. Stora reportedly ran for mayor, governor, and city council in the past 3 years and runs at least 10 TikTok accounts, showing him engaging in aggressive behavior with strangers in New York City. In one clip, he can be seen making smug comments as a woman tells a police officer that Stora attacked her in the subway. "I went all the way on the other side. He followed me and started recording me," she told the officer at Stora, who said he was running as a Freedom Party candidate, dismissed the woman as a Democrat. "This is real, and so we want to make sure that we called it out as such and warn women about this," said New York City Council Women's Caucus co-chair Julie Menin. Per CBS News, "It's completely unacceptable. These women were literally walking down the street and randomly are getting punched in the face." Now, on March the 28th, Bethany Franco revealed she was also the victim of a random street attack in New York City. Franco posted on her Instagram feed she didn't want to say anything regarding the attack because she figured she knows a lot of people probably do want to punch her in the face. That's sad right there. That's good they arrested that maniac, because that is something crazy. You just walking up to women, punching them in the face. Protect yourself, ladies. And last but not least, I don't always want to hear what this young man has to say, but today I'm kind of agreeing with him. So Tyrese went on another rant today. This time, it was at President Joe. I really, really hate to put up this poster. This is a reach. I swear, man, y'all are just really, really, really taking things too far. Whoever you met with in your boardroom and signed off on this failed political chess move really, really needed to be fired. Now, how many times you gonna say really, sir? I am always uber sensitive about people walking and living in third truth, so there's no problem here. If you're happy with your gender and want to switch it up based on who you identify with, that's your life. Do what makes you happy. I say this and speak for every Christian and believer around the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he is the reigning Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ. He proceeds to go on and say, pick up your Bible, Mr. President. Now, if you don't know what that particular information was regarding, today we all as Americans received a message that was sent out to all transgender Americans. You are loved, you are heard, you are understood. You belong, you are America, and my entire administration, I have your back. Now, therefore, I, J.R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of the transgender people throughout our nation to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 248th, J.R. Biden Jr. So I don't think he was particularly proclaiming every Easter to be that day of recognition, but the in fact date of March the 31st. So we'll see what happens next year, but that is what Tyrese was kind of upset about. He did not think that that was fair to Christian Americans, basically. I'm going to keep my eye on that. And last but not least as well, we want to continue to remember, and as Queen likes to say, for these two souls to rest in power. Of course, Nipsey Hussle and Selena Quintanilla. And that will do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen Jilu Maniac, back to y'all.
Great, Marcy Minutes. We also want to say rise and power to Lou Gossett Jr. We lost a great one.
Yes.
As well.
Thank you,
Queen. Very welcome. Yeah, I don't understand or even get it. Somebody has to really try to make it make sense when people get so offended when you speak of what they are just putting out on social media. I mean, isn't that your purpose for putting such news out like that about yourself, because you want reactions? You can't get mad at the good, the bad, or the indifferent. That's going to be said. That's to be expected. So for the twins, congratulations on your union. And let's just pray that it all goes well.
And then as far as
yeah,
that's
the,
what our
name
did. Three.
Tyrese, just close your doors. The hood postman would say, lock the door.
Lock the door.
You got a whole lot going on in your life, man. You just showing a McDonald's, me and my woman going to Ocean View, having us a billionaire lunch, and then you showed yourself going to McDonald's and... You know what I'm saying? So focus on what mess you got in your saucepan and sauce it up. Get it right.
Right for real.
Tyrese, you all over the place, don't
he? He really.
You don't know when he's happy, sad, being goofy.
I know.
You just don't know. So I just suggest you stay out of others and focus on yours and let people, you know, trip off of you, because it is. But that's what I was saying earlier. There's so much going on.
There's so much drama in the LBC.
Lisa Stansfield say, I've been around the world and I,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is wild.
Oh, well.
That is really wild.
That is wild.
Did you all see any of those attacks in NYC though?
No, I didn't.
I think I hear, I don't want to say that, but it sounds like somebody snoring.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that might have been old. Man, I had to mute cuz. That might have been old boy. Shout out to the homie.
Oh,
I heard some shit, so I'm like, what
I'm
is
like,
that? I just muted it.
The Marcy's been and put them to sleep.
That's crazy.
Wow.
No, it was that baked chicken.
Mission accomplished.
Hey.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, we got a caller, y'all. Let's go through the phone line.
Oh, my God.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
Yeah, that loud beep, I think that was me. If I went to press one and it went kind of loud on me. So my apologies.
Oh, no, you're woke.
That wasn't me.
You're
woke. That wasn't you.
Yeah. You're talking about something totally different.
I just want to speak about that topic. As to Marcy.
Hi.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Easter to each and every one of you, individually and collectively.
Good evening.
But I want to say that I did see those ladies that, you know, got stole on, dope fiends, socked up in New York.
Man.
Yeah, that was kind of foul. It's just that the hypocrisy of it all kind of bothers me because that type of stuff has been happening to men forever. I know 50 million guys that dope fiends, and that really doesn't make the news, but what happens to a woman is now is headline news, and I just think it's a little bit of hypocrisy with that going on. And if you ask me, blame it on Brick Lady, because she's the one that started it. You feel me? So, yes, of course ain't nobody going to jump in to help you if somebody dope fiends you. That's why, ladies, you must protect yourself, because these dudes out here ain't really caring about your feelings. You talk a little bit too much sometimes. You instigate shit, and when it go bad, don't be on TikTok crying about it. You know, you must conduct yourself as a woman at all times. Real women don't get stolen. They don't get dope fiend because they care of themselves like ladies. So that's just a little word of advice to the women to protect yourself so you won't be the one behind a dope fiend move.
Yeah, and don't throw no water bottle because they might call the police on you.
Uh-oh.
Better hold tight.
Caller.
Like, y'all better hold tight.
The caller.
Hold your purse.
Which,
watch your surroundings. And be respectable to people. Don't be red-eyed people. And with them funky-ass attitudes women be having, be a little bit more humble. And you shouldn't have to worry about getting stocked up on a train, walking down the street. You know, I mean, damn. Have some poise, man. Ain't nobody going to steal on Coretta Scott King. You know, it's like, come on, man. Michelle Obama, that ain't going to happen to them. They was regular women. It's how you conduct yourself, ladies. And nobody like loudmouths, men or women.
Absolutely. These are not classy women, though, that we're talking about. So, you know, what they get is what they get. You know, you attract what you
I don't
are.
Even know what happened. I'm lost on that one.
I don't either, but I'm just speaking on just in general.
So these attacks were random.
Yeah,
these attacks were totally random. These weren't anybody arguing. This is as if, Lord forbid, if Cousin Mercy went to hop on somebody's train, I'm minding my business, looking at my phone, looking at my book, and I get up to get off the train, don't make no eye contact with anyone on the train, and pow,
right
in the kisser.
Right in the
so,
kisser.
So, yeah, that's not, you know, that's not comparable, in my opinion, to, you know, oh, well, if they have no cooth or if they're arguing with their man.
Oh, yeah,
I just saw an incident last night. Yeah,
that's
a totally different thing.
You're not doing anything. That's a whole different thing. But if you're being ignorant and running your mouth,
right,
then that's a whole different thing, too. So that wasn't the case, because that's what I was just getting. So
no.
That wasn't the case?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's been happening to men forever. I've been standing next to people that, that got dope fiend. You know,
Tweed,
for
you
no
a cold player, Tweed. You cold.
No, no, I'm sure you've seen somebody get
you
dope. Stop it, stop it.
Marcy said, I'm not in agreement with this tonight, Tweed.
I'm definitely not in agreement with that. Marcy, I'm going to have to go total Marcy's. We're going to have to pull the foul on that one before we start. We got to get the evidence, like Casey Price used to say on the Sunday morning show, church evidence.
That was funny.
Because
you used to ride with Tweed. She said, not tonight. Not tonight.
Not tonight, Big. You
That's
got
what
a tag
about
last
throwing
night
that water.
In this form that Tweed is speaking of. Big, you got attacked like that last night. So yes, that is one of those situations where the person is getting loud with him, right? So that's one of those kind of.
Yeah,
we're going to differentiate
Queen.
The two.
Thank you, Queen.
Yeah, I heard you too. Sorry, Queen. Y'all crazy, man. But my opinion with that is.
If you out there carrying yourself like that, then that's what you gonna get. But when you out there carrying yourself like a Michelle Obama or a Coretta Scott King, you're not gonna even be in that environment. But if you just not carrying yourself like the ratchet ones and somebody just looking at you because you look like, oh, I just want to sock her in her face, then that's some cold shit right there.
Very cold. Very cold.
I don't know. I have to be nice, kid. I'm going to hit you back. Take a chance. Because what? If you don't knock me out cold.
It's a cold world we live in.
It's a cold
Absolutely
world.
Absolutely. I was saying that earlier. What Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes say? Don't let this cold, cold world stay away. Stay out the way. As best as you can. Stay out the way.
Hold on. I probably could take it and stole on, but if you do knock me out, just why you got to kick me in the face and shit? You feel me? It's like
right, break my ribs, you stump my face, put your heel print in there.
Dudes be getting it way better, harder than a chick will ever get it. So, you know, go cry in the car. It happened to you. Brush it off. Watch it.
Who go cry in the car? Women.
Yes. Go cry in the car. You know,
better go to the car and get what you got to get.
Put your black eye on TikTok like dog do.
Don't cry.
Look, shit, ain't no crying gonna go on if I'm going back to my car.
Crazy.
Right.
I love
you. You gonna go to the car and cry for? You stupid. If that's all you can do is go back to your car and cry, and you can't go back to your car and get what's in your car, then you just know. You better not go back to your car and cry.
Hold on a minute.
I mean, not Samuel Jackson. What's homeboy's name? Tweed's friend. What's your friend's name who's deceased now?
What's his, say that again? The guy that what?
Your friend. The guy who's deceased now. What's his name? Because I know that you liked him. What's his name?
Which one? I have so many.
Rothschild?
Oh, nah, dude, Samuel. Samuel, what?
Yeah.
Kevin Samuel.
That's who Tweed reminds me of sometimes. Kevin. And his videos are resurfacing again. And I was like, wait a minute, they just coming back up again. I'm seeing them again.
Yeah, it's kind of all the things he said before he passed away kind of came true. You know, man, the guy was a very powerful. He was really
true. That's why he's not even
powerful individual.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Just ironic the way he went out. Who would have thought about that though? Of all the ways he would leave Earth, it would be like that. That's crazy.
Because you can't speak things into existence.
He was at the party. Diddy did that too. I'm kidding. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
Y'all tripping, man. Y'all on one tonight, boy. Wow.
See, Lou say y'all tripping.
Oh, God.
Bang, bang on the head.
It's just water. It's just water and coffee. Tweed gang say he going to run and punch him in the face, y'all. Well, we ain't said that. That's what Tweed said.
Do a Donald
Tweed
Trump.
Go to the car and cry.
In the face.
Oh my gosh. Marcy Minnick does not condone punching anyone in the face.
Slap him. Better punch him in the face. Can we hit him with a brick? What can we do?
No.
Something.
With a brick.
How about a pool ball in a sock?
Oh, that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that hurt. That's worse than
that would be the purpose of it.
That would be the purpose of it.
That ain't cool.
Your hand already in your pocket is already wrapped around there. What you say? You didn't even say what you say.
Man, she would give us a roll of quarters. Say, and when them big boys come up to you, just have that roll of quarters in your hand. And when you hit them, it worked too. Yeah, whoop, man.
Yeah.
I learned that trick in junior high. We'd have a roll of quarters just waiting for a nigga to get out of line. It was going down. Those were the days.
Yeah, we learned about the pool ball thing as a kid.
Shit, you ever been hit in the head with some click clack back in the day?
Close enough. Those things were like pool balls, click clacks. Man, red, blue, you done had them all colors. But yeah, someone put those up on social media. I think it was Hank. Yes, Queen.
I have to one up the caller tonight since he crashed my Mercy's Minute. No, have you ever been hit upside the head with a crock pot?
With a crock pot.
That happened to her. Remember?
Let me tell you.
I got spanked with a high wheel track. You ever got spanked with an orange high wheel track?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, that's worse than an extension cord.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's creative. You know, mom used to pick up whatever she could find in her way. You get it.
Yeah.
The bigger the
better.
That's
the creative part, yeah. And then hitting you with it and telling you to be quiet. Shut up. What you crying for?
Like, what am I crying for? You're trying to kill me.
To be quiet after hitting you?
Because they wanted you to be quiet. That is crazy.
That's why a lot
that
of us
like
got health issues, ulcers and stuff, holding it on in and being quiet while you're getting beat.
No, this is the kicker. Now go get in the tub.
A cold tub.
What? This is like a process.
Let's take a ride.
Oh, my
Ooh.
God. Those are the ways.
So
I don't want to blow up this power strip. I got too much shit in it. Right there. See the ones in the plug right there. You could have your little set right there. You good to go.
Take a ride.
Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Making my head.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Still
go ahead.
Sorry about that.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. Yeah, let's take a ride. We'll be right back to wrap this up. OG Sundays. Hey, love.
Wake up
in your own way.
OG Sundays, we're about to wrap it up, y'all. G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, Maniac, I think is back there asleep. But it's been another great one, y'all.
Shout out to Maniac. Hey, let's shout out your co-host or your partner on Tuesday. She just celebrated her birthday. So happy birthday to the Queen.
DeAndre Chanel. Yeah. She had a big party last night. Shout out to her.
Yeah, it looked like it was so much fun, too. I was like, ooh, I would love to get song Happy Birthday to in Spanish, because that sounded so sexy. It did.
Feliz cumpleaños para ti. Feliz cumpleaños para ti. Feliz cumpleaños para Queen Jean. Feliz cumpleaños para ti.
Okay, I expect to hear that again in a few months. Right?
That was dope, Cuzzo.
She said, that's you want to hear it? Here you go, Cuzzo.
Here you go.
All right.
Yeah, no,
all right.
Spanish.
Luciano.
Don't tell me.
Okay. But yeah, happy birthday to her. Could tell she had a great time, and happy birthday to everyone else celebrating the birthday. It is Aries season, y'all. The fire
Aries
signs are out. Yeah.
It's about Aries to be
was a good show.
Anniversary to y'all tomorrow. I know we on OG Sundays, so you know I gotta give him a shout out to my man before Friday. We can lost Marvin tomorrow, so happy April Fools.
Wow.
Oof. Oh yeah, you sure love to ball, Marvin Gaye. Man,
that's crazy. Yeah,
great.
It
is April already. Oh
yeah. The rent is due. Hello, we gave you that already. How many
DJ Maniac put on Facebook, he said, I paid my bills, I got this done, I got that done, now I got to go buy some food. Then he put that out loud. I said, DJ Maniac, go buy you some food. See that bait? He got that food. That bait chicken got him over there snoring on the vine. Oh, he's awake.
Oh, he done woke up.
He woke
up. He woke up.
Yeah, he just laughed.
He woke up, Maniac.
I did. I said, never lay down.
He was out of there.
That's what I love.
You
he was out of there for
the controversy. Right?
He said, I did. He's so I did. I ain't gonna say it wasn't me. It was me. We heard the snoring. He was
all
knocked
good,
out, DJ Maniac.
Yeah, to handle your business on.
Yeah. Hard working man, and he's a serenader. You got to quit serenading.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some rest.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to DJ Maniac. Love you, kid.
Shout out to Maniac. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to get on up out of here. Queen, any parting words? Well, I know Queen has some parting words for us.
Oh, yeah. This was a quote that I read. To be kind is more important than to be right. Many times what people need is not a brilliant mind that speaks, but a special heart that listens. And that's true. If you would just be quiet and listen sometimes, you don't know how much help that is to the individual calling to talk. Because sometimes that's all. They don't need your brilliant mind. They just need your special heart to listen. Just listen to me. You know, so The next time you're having a conversation with someone who may call you about something, remember that so they can have a joyful day. You put a little joy in somebody's heart, you know, put some joy. Let's start giving each other joy when we can and have grace. We got to start having grace and stand on integrity. Bring peace. We so need it, y'all. But that's what I wanted to say. So peace, love, light, and ashe. Thank you, King G. Do the great, great show, great music. Queen Cousin Marcy, thank you as well. King DJ Maniac, and especially to our caller, Mr. Tweed Cadillac, the shit starter.
Controversy.
I love it when Tweed call in, though, because he's going to take you there.
Yep. He was listening, too.
Shout out to Tweed.
I like that.
But that's what makes Tweed city. You love, yeah, you love when we get callers like that because we have something to talk and laugh about, clown about, however you want to look at it, but it'd be all love, all love.
Yep. All right, y'all. Well, everyone have a great week. OG Sundays, Maniac, much love. Cousin Marcy, thank you. Queen Jean, thank you. All the listeners, thank you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Have an incredible, victorious week in the names of Nip. And we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Hey. He didn't say 7 days without prayer. Okay.
He did it. And he didn't.
Seven days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. We out of here.
And that means a lot.
She said, hey.
Love y'all.
Virtually, hey.
Look, relate to you, I can't if you's a fake nigga. With level 4 in the state, what your mistakes get you? Rap niggas, they just wanna double date with you. Twit pick and show these hoes that they affiliate with you. Labels used to treating rappers like a slave, nigga. Starving artists, just be happy with your fame, nigga. Shit changed, now it's such a different game. All the niggas like myself is controlling everything if you pay attention, see exactly what I mean. Fuck the middleman. I said that in 2003. Was 18, white Lincoln, chrome feet. Black 40 was my pillow every night I go to sleep. Grown niggas treat me like they OG. Holding on to every word that this tiny loaf speaks. I had a vision that nobody else could see. Sold my shit to D-Mac, a little less than 10 G's. Brought my grocery bag of cash straight to Black Sam. He matched the nigga, next day we went to Sam Ash. He bought a Pro Tools and a microphone. Studio was far from plush, but them lights was on. Couple hundred thousand stashed at my mama's home. Real estate in Atlanta, but ain't nobody know. Mac-11's in the safe, hidden in the flow. My bro did it like nobody that I've ever known. Screens on every wall with 16 camera angles. Double pane, bulletproof glass, pushing past the haters. Cuban links and Rolexes, photo check from Epic. This industry ain't gotta like us, but they gon' respect it. Built the label up, from money we were saving up. No detail to the statute of limitations up. Couple niggas got flipped trying to play with us. The demonstrations speak loud, so I ain't saying much. Was a charismatic nigga, I don't play as much. Cause life is real when you live it in a place like us. School pictures cracking smiles, now my face is stuck. Shell shocked to see how much they really hated us. Couldn't keep a kind heart, get your hatred up. Street smarts, nigga, get your information up. Watching belly smoking blunts take Jamaican puffs. One day I'ma have a house and car like Jamaican cuz. Credits roll back to stress pound breaking up. Had to fight before we hustled, and it made us tough. Early 90s, neighbors rooster used to wake us up. Mama had a bucket and a shack, but we ain't make a fuss. Blue Cutlass, no license, 380 tucks. 96 Caprice, both the fast were saving up. They getting packed out if niggas try to fade with us. Crenshaw, Slauson, true stories, oh, play the drums.